B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block. Your one-stop shop to create a trail dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. I'm going to read an email I just got, Tara. Chad Schnecker.
All right.
Chad emails me the following. Stop talking about politics. You are great with sports, but a moron when you try to discuss politics. Please, for the sake of everyone, stop. Now, you heard the show, right?
Yeah.
When did I talk about politics other than to bring up Trump talking about the toilets and faucets?
Right, and that was when a caller brought it up to you. You didn't bring
did
it
I
up.
Did I talk politics at all?
No, not one bit. You didn't mention anything about the stuff that's going on today.
Impeachment doesn't mean anything to me.
Right,
you said I talk politics?
Not one bit.
Unless toilets and faucets have...
Yeah, but let me take the time now to talk about politics, since my man Chad heard something that I didn't really do. So let's bring up the Trump bathroom and toilet situation. This is what he said at the White House. We have a situation, and I never really thought about this before. He could be right about this. We have a situation where we're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms. You turn the faucet on in areas where there's tremendous amounts of water, and you don't get any water. The fixtures end up using more water. People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once. I didn't realize this was a major problem in America. The president seems to be bugged by they're putting governors on faucets and showers these days to conserve water, which I always thought was good for the environment.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for talking politics, you Trumpies out there. I mean to talk politics, because the president brings up an important issue. He wants a flow. When he turns on the shower, he wants a flow. When he turns on a faucet, he wants water to come out of it. And I think a president is entitled to that.
Isn't that like a personal house thing? Home issue?
The president should never have to worry about flushing the toilet 15 times, Natalie. All right.
He just needs one of those double flushers installed.
These are important issues.
I will say this. I don't care what the state of the toilet is. You got to flush 15 times. You got to change your diet. That's that. I don't care what the
flush 15 times.
You
got to
flush 15 times.
In this day and age with the sophisticated toilet tanks that they're installing at home.
Can't they call a plumber and have one of those double flusher buttons installed, and then we'll all move on with our lives?
This is my point.
Yeah.
It is absolutely ridiculous for a president to be concerned about nonsense like this and actually make a big deal of it publicly.
Very strange.
All right. How do you feel about that, Abe Lincoln? All right, let's go.
He seems like a three-plush.
Oh, brother, stop talking politics, Mike. It's a terrible thing. It's got Dean in Mount Airy. Dean, you're on 97.5.
Hey,
what's up, Dean?
Hey, Mike, are you kidding? He probably found the best plumber in the world. He knows the best guys. He probably knows more than any plumber you can find.
Yeah, I'm sure he installed those, in all his luxury apartments. I'm sure he's got the full flow. I'm sure he didn't try to cut corners with the low flow.
I don't know. He was a plumber, from what I heard. Hey, but here, my thing is with the Sixers, man. You got to let the team flow. And people always, all these old backdoor coaches, running plays and stuff. Listen, January is when you build to try to get into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And B gets hurt. Well, he gets hurt a lot. But you got to deal with the talent that you have around you. And win these games. They can't really play LeBron and them in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can make a statement to some team in the West is to beat them guys.
Yeah, but Embiid's out, so it's hard to judge what this team really is right now.
Right.
I wouldn't expect that they're going to beat the Lakers. I hope they do. It's a home game, and it's still like the team that you're not going to see is not the one you're seeing now.
Right, but well, you get. People want Ben to go out there and shoot jump shot. He's not good at shooting a jump shot. You can't get a jump shot overnight.
It's not that difficult. It's not that difficult to shoot a 15-foot jump shot. Sorry.
Hey, man, for a guy who's never
the guy,
did it.
The guy practices it every game. You watch him practicing before a game? You know how many shots he takes during the course of a week?
Yeah.
All right, what prevents him from shooting a 15-footer? It's nonsense. Okay, he doesn't want to do it. But that's not because it's hard, because it's not hard.
It's not hard. He doesn't feel like he has to implement that to his game for some reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm tired of analyzing it. I can't do it anymore.
Right. I'm with you on that. Okay. I'm worried about the team winning games.
Last night against the Nets would have been a tough loss. But it's tough to evaluate this team. We do it every day, but it's not the team that's going to take into the playoffs. So it's a complete incomplete evaluation when you look at what they are now. You're hoping they can win playing this way, but the ultimate team that you think can do something in the playoffs has Embiid on it. So it's like we're in temp time right now. Let's go to Tim on a cell. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Tim? How you doing?
Listen, just give me a quick minute here. I won't even use my 2 minutes. I'll get this knocked out in a minute. I'm involved with some volunteer firefighters, mm-hmm. and I really took umbrage to your cigar thing in the locker room, because these guys, they constantly go to updates for sprinkler systems, smoke detector systems, things of that nature, and the guy could have literally risked a catastrophe. You got all those extra reporters in there. You got 85 guys that you bring to a bowl game. You got all those people in one locker room, and you say the guy has the right to fire up a cigar? Really?
I didn't say he has the right.
You pride yourself on second level thinking.
Come on, man. Don't take this out on me, bro. You know, it's a celebration, and in the past, people have put bad cigars. Is it wrong by the letter of the law? Yeah, you're not supposed to smoke inside. But it's like, it's a celebration. It's not like, yeah, I get what you're saying.
But Mike, that guy has no right to put other people's lives on the line.
I get it. I get it, man. I understand. I'm not advocating for this to be done on a regular basis. What I'm saying is, in a championship situation, they're gonna flaunt the rules, and they're gonna light up the cigar because it's a celebration. Michael Jordan did it way back in the day. I'm sure there was a no smoking policy back then, right?
Of course.
Well, maybe the fire marshal will issue a ticket.
Right, issue a ticket to LSU, make them pay a fine.
Yeah,
because their players smoke cigars.
Yeah.
After they won a championship.
I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying it's a championship celebration. Some guys will do stuff like that.
I bet you Tim was also the feds.
Tim was a fire investigator.
He said he knows him. I think he would. I think he's a cop.
Whatever he is, he might be fired because he's not wrong.
He's a little wrong.
No, he's not wrong. It's just that you don't have to take it so literally at this point when it's a championship situation where guys are just, you know, that's all I'm saying.
They fire off indoor. They do not full-fledged fireworks, but they fire off flares and stuff in that stadium.
Uh-huh.
That's a closed dome. You mean to tell me that flares go off and nobody dies, but a cigar is going to kill people, but flares don't kill people? I don't believe that. The Saints fire off flares when they score. They don't do fireworks, obviously, indoors, but they do flares. Mm. I think there's a little bit more smoke from a flare than a 22-year-old smoking a cigar.
No, listen, he's not wrong. It's you shouldn't do it, but like I'm saying, this is a one night thing, and it's like, okay, nobody's going to clamp down on the fire violation.
One guy tried.
What, this guy?
That security guy tried. Hey, guy, put out that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. That guy. Yeah. And
all right, well.
It's in the cigars.
I don't want to be a bad guy in this situation. It was just, I'm not even involved. God. Let me ask you a question regarding the smoke detectors.
Yeah.
My smoke detector, why is it that I can smoke a cigar in my house, the smoke detector won't go off, but when I'm grilling a hamburger without the overhead fan, the smoke detector goes off?
I don't know. It must be a different kind of smoke or a certain temperature.
It must be the temperature.
Probably the temperature.
Yeah, it's probably the tempest.
But see, now fire guy, that would be useless. That'd be useful information. Maybe want to call in with some useful information rather than telling us we should be mad about a guy smoking a cigar in Louisiana. That would be useful. I would like to know the answer to that because I don't know that answer.
That's all right, man. The guy, it's personal to the guy. I respect that.
But I don't know if that's actually the rule in Louisiana. Like, I know it's the rule in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, like New York.
I'm sure there's no smoking policy inside the locker room. Everybody has no smoking policies now. There wouldn't be a smoking policy anywhere in this day and age.
Some of these states are a lot freer. Texas, different states might allow that down in the South.
I just like that we talked about this at like 2:05.
What are you doing, Mike? You're letting the guy smoke.
What? Like Mike went in there and lit the cigar.
I said LSU 100 cigars.
I'm responsible, apparently.
What are you doing, Mike?
All right. Speaking of smoking, I love the in this building here where people get down there to sneak a butt.
Yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
And I find it interesting, like, because I'm always coming in and two people are just putting out the butt. And so they're following me in. So I get in the elevator, they get in the elevator. And invariably, it's the second floor they push. And I'm going to myself, this is the exact thing you shouldn't be doing. Smoking the cigarette and then taking the elevator one floor. You know?
They should take
the steps. Yeah.
Yeah, like change the life around. If you're going to have a cigarette, then compensate for the cigarette, which is bad, by at least getting a little cardio to the second floor.
Well, they're probably winded. If they're smoking, they're probably get a little winded.
It's a double violation.
Well, our
you know, it's you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think
every single time I go, really? You know, out there smoking a cigarette and then you're going to take the elevator to second floor? That's a bad lifestyle.
Yeah, you probably walk down and back, and then that cancels out cigarette.
Exactly.
Like cancels out the little cardio to cancel it out.
Cancel the cigarette.
Try to overcome the cigarette by maybe get the heart pumping a little bit.
Look, don't judge me. I'm in the best shape of my life. Look at me take this flight of stairs. 5 seconds.
What's it, 20 steps to get to the second floor?
12.
12. Wow.
Did you count?
I think that's standard.
All right.
What?
I never walked.
There's a standard amount for a floor.
Is there?
Is there really?
I'm going to count it tomorrow. Yeah. I'm going to walk up to the fourth floor. Let's get back to the sportscasters and how much they earn. We're going to go female on that. This is for you.
Okay.
All right, so let's go. Linda Cohn from ESPN.
Now, this is tough for me because, you know, there's like a wage disparity, but I'm gonna say maybe she is at like 2 million.
Three mil.
Okay, I
was gonna say 3 million.
Three mil for Linda Cohn, probably because she's been in the business for 100 years.
She's very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hockey, especially.
Yeah.
Rachel Nichols.
I'm gonna put her at 5.
Ooh, million five.
A million five. Underpaid.
Underpaid.
Underpaid. I think
she is. She is underpaid.
Yes.
Hannah Storm.
I'm going to put her at 3.
Million five.
See?
Yeah, only works one day, doesn't she?
No, she works more than one day, but that's just right.
Okay. Susie Culber.
Has to be like 4.
3.
Okay.
Under? Over.
I think under.
Under?
Yeah.
I think fair.
I think it's fair. Samantha Ponder.
5. Yeah.
4.9.
Uh-huh. I knew she was getting
Samantha Ponder.
I knew she was getting that much.
Big show.
A little excessive?
I don't know what she adds to that show.
So you're saying excessive?
Because, no, she's a good traffic cop, and that's a skill.
Yeah.
$5 million skill?
It's a lot.
I think a lot of it comes down to also...
But that's a big spot.
It's a huge spot, and because she's younger when she entered the business, so whoever negotiated for her probably started her out at a higher rate than somebody like Linda Cohn or Susie Culber.
Yeah, and that's an important show for them, and that's a massive spot. I'm just saying, I don't love that show, but she is the traffic cop. She's not really there for content on that show.
Hey, Christian Ponder.
Oh, he did all right.
take a note.
You don't have to throw another pass, Holmes.
Oh, don't worry. They're not going to let him do that.
Rome and Trenton. Rome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rome.
Hey, I was calling in, Mike, about the game last night. Glad we won. Because, you know, the Brooklyn Nets are like the Showtime Lakers when we play them.
Yeah.
So, and Tyrone, You my man, but I remember I had to call in when I heard something about Justin Anderson. He was on the VIP list when he first got going.
Yes.
And I was one of them guys too, so I was a little, you know, with that left-hand shot from the corner. But Ben, man, Ben just be letting me down too much right now, but I just want to see how things go down the line, man. But he kind of got to another night, and I started the second half of that Dallas game, but got to do better, got to do better.
Yeah, I'm not going to discuss him.
I hear you. I understand because
I'm not going to discuss him. I don't know. I can't. Like last night, even the same thing. First half, I'm going, man, he wants to kill these dudes. And the second half, he turned into his distributor. I don't know. Is that the plan? I don't know. I give up.
I guess he just liked to give in the second half. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
I give up. Half, I don't know. Maybe he goes, you know what? Tobias has it going. I don't need to go to the basket. So here we go.
Yeah. And I appreciate that start conversation you guys just had, too, because it kind of got me back. I would just imagine Altuve getting dragged to the back. And I asked him, you know, you want the hammer?
you leave with the money or your hand. what do you want?
And I just figured, you know, you want the World Series MVP? Well, you want the hammer.
But. Yeah. And then after they cracked up the guy's hand, the other guy comes in and they go, hey, look what they did to my hand, man.
All right, man. Y'all be good. All right, be good.
All right, Rob. You got it. Let's go. Cameron and Voorhees. Cameron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cameron.
What's up?
What's up, Cameron?
I just want to talk some Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago in the playoffs versus Miami and that 16-game win streak we went on, our team, when Ben was on the floor, with like when he was most efficient, was him, JJ, Irsan, Rocco, and Bellinelli. And I do blame Brett for some of the problems we're having, but I think some of the blame, or a lot of the blame, has to go on Elton for not constructing a lineup that works either with Brett, Ben, or Joel.
Well, they clearly don't have enough shooters, and they took a chance that their defense would make up for that, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say. It just doesn't. They don't have shooters.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, there was no one else that we could sign, but Al, and Al being as bad of a shooter as he's been for us, is just hurting us greatly. But I just think we need to make a lot of moves right now.
Yeah, now there were some guys. Listen, JJ, they could have had back. He got more money and he, you know, kind of screwed him. They Wes Matthews, I know they in India, who's swooping there? Who's Wes Matthews playing? There's somebody outbid them.
The Bucks
took him, and he started. They were offering him starting position. So there were some guys that they actually looked at, but it's clear they don't have enough shooters. The whole thing was predicated without shooters. One of the things that they needed to improve, that Ben had to come back as a semi shooter, and he has it.
I have someone that, my neighbor's kind of close with Ben. She knows him, and like she's gone to his house, and Chris Johnson.
That's not true.
I swear. Yeah. If I could prove it to you, I would.
Okay.
She has season tickets right behind their bench.
You can prove it with a photo, you know. But anyway, go ahead. What's the point?
And Chris Johnson lives, and like she says, that they work all the time, and that he got a court installed into his house. He just bought one, but I just don't know what's going on.
Ben has a court in his house.
Yeah, or half a court in his house.
Well, I'm sure he's practicing the shot.
I just don't know why it's not translating.
Yeah,
it's just a mental block.
Game, and it's not going to click in for my man.
You know, Kendall was up my way at Story's Diner.
Oh, she was?
In one of Ben's cars not that long ago.
What's she doing in the stories?
The rumor is Ben's got a place up there near me somewhere with a lot of acreage.
What?
I think out in Chesterfield. That's a rumor.
In Jersey?
Yeah, near Bordentown. The town that we're with, and they have big houses out there, and that's a rumor. I don't know if it's true.
So he's got rural and urban?
Yeah, that's a rumor. But it's confirmed she was at the Mastori's Diner. In driving one of Ben's.
Maybe she's fixing up the house, designing the house out there in Jersey Pinelands.
Yeah, I have no idea if it's true about the house being real. I just heard that, but she was at the diner.
Who was she in the stories with?
By herself. She just showed up to eat.
she go to the counter or she sitting at the booth?
No, she got a table. I know the owner. The owner sent me a picture.
Really?
She probably just likes to go there.
Just like to go to a regular place. Nobody will bother her. So she just like got food.
That's just a sat down there. Place. I'm sure she got the intel from somebody local.
Yes. Now,
that was a big trip for the Missinelli family at one point.
Now somebody else says he's got the house in Cherry Hill, but that's a hike to go from Cherry Hill up to. So, but she might.
The story's in Yardville. Is that one?
Well, it's in Bordentown. On 130. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she was up there. That's confirmed. Mm-hmm. But she might have just heard about it on like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and said, "Oh, that's close enough. Let's go there."
Mm-hmm. Mike, I have a salary. Yeah, you question wanna, you for wanna you. You want to know this one?
For me?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Drew Smyly, $4 million guaranteed from the Giants.
Drew Smyly, the left-hand pitcher,
yes,
who throws 89.
Yes.
What do you get?
$4 million guaranteed and a $250,000 roster bonus and other bonuses based on games started.
There's a dearth of pitching in baseball. The point where they give these guys jobs.
No. Now,
overpaid? Underpaid?
Corey Seidman points out that perhaps this was a Gabe thing. Like, I'll take this job under one condition.
San Francisco? Oh, so he ended up with Gabe.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. So Gabe must have really been impressed by his 80-mile-an-hour crap.
Apparently, they intend on using him as a starting pitcher.
So that means his analytics must say, Drew Smyly had bad luck. He had bad luck. And then people weren't
this is why I'm different. I'm a general manager, Drew Smyly. I see you throw. Home. And I go, hey, you know what? Here's a cigar. Thanks for coming out. See ya.
Don't smoke it in the clubhouse.
Make sure it's outdoors. Right.
See ya.
We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Update on the Twitter poll at 4:30, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons with Natalie.
Thanks, Mike.
What's up now?
We have over 1,400 votes on today's poll. In their current state, who do you think will go farther in the playoffs? 39% say the Flyers, 61% say the Sixers.
All righty. Thank you very much. Somebody just tweeted me, since we were putting salaries out there, what are you pulling down these days? Not enough. How's that? Not nearly enough.
Yeah, I mean, I also feel like I could use a bump.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Not enough. That's all you need to know. Not enough.
I mean,
listen.
But since we're on this, Mike Greenberg.
He had to get broken off when he got six?
Six and a half. Good call.
That's considering. Yeah, it's fair.
You watched that, what's that show called, with the Will Bond Kornheiser?
Oh, what is that?
PTI?
Yeah.
Will Bond Kornheiser.
4 each?
6 each.
They've been there a long time. Oh, geez. Long time.
Come on, man.
Oh, geez. That show.
Come on.
No, that show, it was an important show for that format.
Okay, Bayless.
He got a lot to leave. You get like 8?
6.
Okay.
Cal Herd.
7.
6.
Okay.
Van Pelt.
I'm going to say over for him. Van Pelt, 4.
Right on the button. Good work by you.
And I think that's a fair 4.
They're still paying Chris Berman. How much?
1.
5.
Still?
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the college football team. Chris Fowler.
Oh, Fowler had to get, Fowler, 5.
$1,000,005.
Under. He's underpaid.
1-5.
He's underpaid.
Herbie.
3?
Between 250 and 450, 450,000.
Nah, he had to get a raise from that.
That's what it says. This is updated in January 2020. I don't know. All right, you ready for this? This is the granddaddy of them all. I can't believe it. In fact, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to walk off the show as soon as I say this.
All right.
Because I'm done. That's it. Jim Rome.
Oh, 4.
30 million. I'm out.
$30 million.
What?
Jim Rome. Who got
30
famous.
Million.
Got famous for being beaten up.
$30 million.
And see, this is the thing. When we're honest like this, I always wonder if I'm doing my career long-term harm because this is all on tape and stuff. That guy.
No, seriously.
$30 million.
Because of this radio show, it's syndicated like 200 markets.
But it's not good. And
$30 million.
He got famous for getting beaten up. And no disrespect, the NFL player might beat me up. But I don't want to get famous from it. I just got to take my beating like a man.
For $30 million? I don't know.
My depression has just been triggered.
No, what I'm saying is I like to be famous for my talent. And then if I happen to, if it's a footnote that I got beaten up, then fine. But I don't want that to be the main story. That's his main story.
I can't take it.
He calls Jim Everett Chris Everett and then gets beat up.
Listen, man, that was the final straw.
$30 million?
I can't take it.
The internet.
I still got hope. I still have hope if he makes $30 million. I still got hope.
The internet might not be true. You can't believe everything you read.
Nah, he probably gets that.
Go Jay in Roxborough. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jay.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Jay?
Last few weeks, month, I guess, you know, I was hearing a lot of people frustrated with Ben Simmons and, you know, and they were proposing these trades. And I was saying to myself, like, are people really looking at this the right way? Because you're asking, you're trying to propose a trade for another team's number one or number two perimeter shooter and trade Ben Simmons to that team. But you got to think about it from that other team's perspective. Now they have a guy that doesn't shoot from the perimeter.
Yeah, well, that's why I always tell people, you got to look at it, make yourself the GM of that team.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So why would another team give up a C.J. McCollum, you know, for...
Well, see, they might give up C.J. McCollum because Ben Simmons projects as a higher ceiling than C.J. McCollum. Would they give away Damian Lillard? I don't know. Phoenix wouldn't be giving you Booker.
But here's the thing, Mike. If you give up C.J. McCollum for Ben Simmons, just like we were talking about, guess what you don't have now? You don't have a second number two perimeter shooter.
Yeah, but they're not going to win anything anyway in that conference. So what's the difference? You know, they might as well mix it up.
Yeah, but now you got a problem. But now Portland has a problem. Even if you mix it up, now where's your other perimeter shooter?
Well, you changed the direction of your team. It's not good enough with those two guys being your main offensive threat. So maybe you change it up a little bit. I mean, McCollum, if I'm Portland, I would make that deal.
That would be in this league that we play in right now, where perimeter shooting is at a premium. That would be a horrible move for a GM.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is perimeter shooting's not getting them anywhere anyway.
No, okay, so if that's the case, then, Mike, why would people want to get rid of Ben Simmons if perimeter shooting is not a big deal? Why do we want to...
You asked me about one particular team. I'm telling you that C.J. McCollum makes sense for Portland to do it, but other star players on other teams, because they keep one star, and they have Ben Simmons, who's a talent that has a tremendous ceiling. So you take a chance with that if you're Portland. But you don't. If you're Phoenix, you don't trade Devin Booker for him.
Okay, and I hear what you're saying, Mike. But what I'm saying to you is that if somebody else is willing to take Ben Simmons, then why don't we just continue to hold on to him and work with him just the same way another team?
Well,
would?
That's what's going to happen. You can't. What I'm saying is, there's only a couple of players that would be the same value as Ben's ceiling. And you're not going to be able to get those players because those teams will hold on to those players instead of trading that star player for Ben Simmons, who has to reach a certain level yet. Steve in Downingtown, you'll be our next caller. We're taking a quick break. We'll come back. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. Plenty of calls to get to, and we'll get to everybody after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Michael Snowy Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Nothing on tonight, is there? blank TV screen. Oh, that's right. Flyers back-to-back. Oh, I apologize. It's a back-to-back for the Flyers. I don't like it tonight.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back against the Canadiens.
This will show a lot if they can salvage a point tonight.
Yeah.
Then they're back Saturday.
That's right. So, Flyers on NBC Sports Philly at 97.5 Fanatic.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's go Steve in Downingtown. Steve, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike. Good job, guys.
What's up, Steve?
I wanted to ask two questions if I can.
Mm-hmm.
One baseball, the other football. With the sealing of the signs, and with today's technology, why wouldn't it be possible to have a microphone implanted in the catcher's mask and a small, very small earpiece for the pitcher? So he could just give him basic signals like 1-1, which would be fastball, 1-3, which would be a slider, you know, like that, like they do in football, they have the helmets, with the earpiece.
Yeah, but the batter would hear it.
Not, but it wouldn't matter because he'd only be giving them like 1-2, and the batter, if he would just say that real softly, with today's technology, like with the things NASA makes and everything.
Yeah, you can get like this big Boone microphone in a dugout and pick up what he's saying and decipher it that way. The best way to do it is you do it wireless, and the manager triggers pulses to the pitcher.
Okay, that was my thinking. But on the football, your opinion about Drew Pearson being snubbed. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I always thought he was a great receiver.
Yeah, I had no feeling one way or the other. About Drew Pearson.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, maybe,
I don't know if he belongs or not, to be honest with you.
Right, maybe Tyrone got something.
Tyrone, do you think he should be in?
Nope. Cowboy. Crying about it.
You see, he in Philly, we remember him getting on the podium and going goofy with the Cowboy love.
He was always a great receiver.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't break my heart. Let's go.
I got the audio of him crying about not getting in.
Yeah.
On real fast. It's less than 15 seconds.
Right,
but I love the pain that he was feeling. I love all of it.
Man.
I love it.
Well, he loved the pain because he got out there at the draft and did what he did.
Because if you're a cowboy, you're my enemy. Old school cowboy. Right. I'm sorry. Less than 15 seconds.
Go ahead, Drew.
They broke my heart. They broke my heart. And they did it like this. They strung it out like this. I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. You have nothing to be sorry for.
You're taking delight at that?
I'm taking a lot of delight.
You're a hard-hearted man, dude.
Oh, well. Drew, I hope it was worth it to get up here and draft and act the fool.
Natalie, I know you have a different spin on that. That sounded woeful.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for the guy.
I know.
You're rich. You're surrounded by kids and grandkids and all love. You didn't get in the Hall of Fame. Your life's not complete.
You got the sentimentality of an aardvark,
man. Don't come to my city talking trash, Drew.
Let's go Bilal in South Philly. Bilal, you're a 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, first I want to say, Mike, Natalie, Ty, was like a pleasure to be in y'all company last night. Thank you for the tickets. It was like, man. And then y'all got my dad grade up from a C+ to a B.
That's good. So, you brought your son, and you guys look like you're having a good time. So that's cool, Bilal.
Yeah, we did. And they won.
And I was listening to you complain about the coach all night, too.
And Mike, you and I both had our little sayings now, and all I got to say is I just want to help people with this Ben Simmons going through the whole not shooting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Brown's scheme is inside out. So Ben Simmons penetrate, throw it out. That's why Al Horford had 9 threes last night. That's his scheme. There's no other way. And I watched him. I watched Brett Brown yesterday, and he looks flustered. His hair is all over the place. He don't have a tie on. When he first started, he had a tie on. His hair was in place, and he looked like
His hair has always been tasseled.
He looked a mess, man. He looked
tasseled,
a mess.
Whatever.
He cannot handle this. It's too much for him. And this scheme he is running is not working. It's inside out, and he don't have the shooter, and he's too stubborn to change it. Oh yeah, how many times we seen Al Horford post? He should be posting and not shooting threes. But this is the scheme that he's running, and it's not good for this team right here. You know, I just want to say thanks for the game. I appreciate it. And I'm telling you, I don't know, man. I can't do this Brett Brown thing, but, you know, it is what it
Brett,
is.
Brett gets
it
under your skin like Ben gets under mine.
Oh, man, listen, but Ben shouldn't get under yours because all he's doing is what, you know, there are players that are coachable. No, listen, there are players that are coachable. Ben Simmons is a coachable player because all he's doing is what the coaches tell him to do.
No, he's not.
Penetrate and then throw it out.
The coach the other day said he wants him to take 1-3 a game. That went one in and out the other.
That's another story.
All right. Wow. Not a fan of Brett. Jerome in Sicklerville. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's going on, Jerome?
Boy, there were some pretty hefty salaries you guys were talking about a little while ago. That's,
yeah, nay mine either.
CGI is my show. I didn't know they were doing that well.
$12 million both of those dudes make. You kidding
me? Not a bad deal.
Seriously? Yeah. Will Bombega, $6 million? Come on.
Yeah, I ain't got that. Damn. Good money if you can get it, right, Mike?
Well, Tony Kornheiser making $6 million for that show? Stop it.
I called about Odell. I couldn't help but to hear. I saw the thing last night about Drew Pearson. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate the Cowboys, too. I mean, boy, he sure was. I thought the man was in. I didn't know he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. But
no, he's been hanging in the threads there for a while.
Is this like his last chance or what?
I don't think it is. No. The same has happened to Howard Carmichael. Harold didn't get in right away. It took a while.
I'm glad Harold got in. He's worthy of it. Mm-hmm. I see what Odell's been doing. Boy, the guy don't know how to stay out of trouble. You know, probably like everybody say that they're going to let New England get him for a bag of potatoes and win the Super Bowl next year. Probably, you know that, right?
Oh, maybe they need him.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind having him either, Mike. You know.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen here.
You know, we got to do. I mean, they might can get him cheap, but I mean, he doesn't know how to stay out of trouble, so I don't know. I guess. I understand what you're saying, you know.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles go for a player like that, but New England seems to want to convert guys. So,
do you have any feeling about not DeSean Jackson will be back next year?
He'll probably be back. They'll probably try to get him to take a pay cut, but I would expect that he would be back.
Oh, okay. But you happen to know how many draft picks we got this year?
10.
10? You think 10's enough to get it done then?
Well, that's his philosophy. The more draft picks you have, the more chance you're going to hit. I hope he's right.
Oh, okay.
I hope he's right. There's going to be a good wide receiver out there in the first round for him, so we'll see.
This looks like a whole bunch of wide receivers. I mean, every team can't get them all. We got to get one.
There's going to be a good one left for the Eagles.
First round. Let's hope he'll get him. And the guy will come in and talk to Whiteside, and they can go into a Hall of Fame together.
I got you, Jerome. Very nice. We rarely talk about golf here, but I got to give Brooks Koepka some props here. You see this?
No.
Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau are not fans of each other. Okay. Bryson DeChambeau is a slow player.
Oh, I've heard he doesn't like that.
And Brooks Koepka has dimed him out in the past.
Yeah, he hates it.
Yes, so Bryson DeChambeau went on this fitness thing, and he gained 25 pounds.
Of muscle?
Yes, and he's got, like, abs now. So he says, Golf Digest, yeah, I weigh more than him right now, considerably more. Did you see the ESPN body issue? He didn't have any abs. I have abs. So Koepka,
so weak. But go
Koepka responds via Twitter saying, "Yeah, I'm too short of a six pack," and he posts a picture of his four trophies for majors.
Ooh, roasted.
There you go.
Roasted.
I got to give him credit. It's a good comeback.
That's great.
Yes. I like that guy. He's a meathead. But I like that meathead. We need a meathead in golf. Koepka's like a meathead guy, I like it.
Yeah, how you like these packs?
And he, got abs. Those kind of guys are always losers. Look at my abs.
Chamba's kind of a weirdo.
Oh, my God. Some guy showed me his abs on a date once.
What?
That's not going to work.
What?
I'm not lying.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Like 2 years
in the middle
ago?
But in the middle of the date?
At dinner.
At dinner?
Yeah.
You're sitting and having dinner and show your abs?
Uh-huh.
What?
Well, being honest, man, don't women make those decisions kind of before they see the abs?
Wait a minute.
About whether or not they want to see the abs?
Wait, hold on a second. You're in the middle of dinner.
Yeah.
And he goes, want to see my abs?
No, what? I think, I forget what we were talking about, but he was just like lifted up his shirt and I was like, okay.
Oh my.
Oh my, yes, Mike.
He thought that would work on a girl like you?
It must work on other girls.
And work on that?
No. I'm falling for that.
Somewhere watching this upset.
Tell me a good joke or something.
That was me. She was stuck up.
Dude, seriously? Look at my ass.
I got stories for days.
Oh, wow. Well, we got to hear more of these.
The dolphin.
The Nat dating story of the week.
Oh, God, no.
All right, 5 o'clock hours ahead. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.